Good morning here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Matt Jordan here on this Friday morning. It is a legislative Friday morning, and on the phone we have Representative Jim Kelly on this Friday morning. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Matt. Hope you're doing well on a what's going to be a pretty nice Friday, I think.
Yeah, the weather has definitely lifted my mood a bit. You know, it's just, you just get so drugged down by the high 90s, 100 degree, you know, no rain. It just, it really starts to, you know, wear on a guy.
Well, it really does. No kidding. Hope that changes this weekend with a little rain in the forecast.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm ready for it to, football season's almost here, ready to start feeling like fall for sure.
Getting closer.
Yeah. All right. Well, as we before we kind of get into it, you've kind of been going on this farewell tour here recently in Coffeyville, Independence, and how's it feel to just kind of, you know, be with the constituents kind of one last time and you know, kind of celebrating what you've done for the area.
Well, I'll have to say that it was extremely nice to get to see everyone, and I really appreciate Coffeyville and Independence putting together something. It was started out as quite a surprise to me that would happen, but it's been a lot of fun. Gotten to see a lot of people, had a wonderful experience over these 12 years, and I think, for me, representing just the ideal district and the county that I grew up in, and a lot of people that I've known or got to know during that 12-year period. So it's really, truly been a lot of fun. And as I told them, it's an extreme honor to have had these 12 years to do this. And every day that I walked into the Capitol when we were in session, I can't believe I'm getting to do this. It was 12 really very good years.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've enjoyed the five that we've gotten to work together and get to know each other through these interviews. But you know, there's a couple of guys that are you know, looking to fill those shoes, and that was a part of the elections we saw, the primaries we saw earlier this month.
Yeah, there two people have a race between a Republican and a Democrat for the 11th district seat, and the elections back on August 2nd were probably for Kansas the most interesting ones that I can remember. There was a constitutional amendment that drew out just tremendous number of voters, and there were a couple races in it that drew out a lot of voters and some really close ones. You know, like the state treasurer's race ended up with I think less than 500 votes separating the two candidates, with hundreds of thousands of votes cast in that. You know, we have our current governor running against a Montgomery County native in November, and a number of races that were very, very close. And in the House, Senate wasn't up for election, but in the House, there were several long-time legislators, and when I say long-time, 10 years or so, that did not win. And so it was one of the most interesting ones that I can remember, and I think it leads up to probably a November that's going to be maybe just as close in some of the races.
Yeah, well, we saw, I mean, turnout-wise, for a primary, you had over 1,000 you know, non-Democrats or Republicans turn out to vote, because we had the question about constitution, the state constitution and abortion, which I found interesting, because, you know, normally they don't have anything to turn up for. So getting out just to vote on a question, I thought was a good showing. For the election, because you always got to look at turnout, and it's been, you know, way lower than it needs to be, in my opinion. But it's good to see it, at least in that aspect, that people came out to vote.
Yeah, and the in a couple of counties, some of the bigger counties, they actually had more turnout for this primary than they had the last general election. So it really brought the people out. And and of course, that's, for me, that's another point. August 2nd was another point that says, no, you're truly not going to have the chance to do this next year. After 12 years, I felt it was time to let someone else do it and take some time to, for my wife and I to do some of the things we haven't done for the last 12 years. So, but it was certainly interesting, and there's certainly some, you know, big things I heard. I guess I read in the news this morning that the sports betting in Kansas, which was a bill passed this last session, is supposed to go in effect September 1st, but the Attorney General's office spotted a couple of things in it that they want to fix before September 1st, in the language of the rules and regulations, and that's something they normally review. So some of the things that happened in the last session, like the sports betting and a few of other things, the housing bill that passed, that was the largest in state history, that's starting to kick in. So at least the thing that, for me, that's enjoyable is that, like the housing bill that I was lucky enough to get to work on, is now actually coming into play and coming up in Montgomery County. I think in the weeks ahead there may be a historic preservation tour that's going to talk about this bill on how downtowns in Independence and Coffeyville could use some of these funds. So it's kind of fun now to watch some of the things that we've worked on that were really quite groundbreaking for Kansas to come into play.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the state on the sports betting is getting, you know, I think it's prudent of them to get it in before the NFL season starts, because I think they're going to see a large amount of money. I mean, people are excited about it being new already, and then you add in the fact that football season, which is the most betted of the major sports, I think you're going to see a lot of participation right off the bat by people in the state of Kansas.
I would agree, and you know, there was some controversy about having it in Kansas, but I think that most of the people that will be involved that will want to participate in sports betting in Kansas are probably doing it someplace else now, because there's a lot of other avenues to do it. So this will allow Kansas to capture maybe $10 million plus of additional revenue by having the sports betting be here instead of in Iowa or some of the other areas around. So it'll just be a new thing, and it'll probably gain some revenue out of something that's happening already.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna lie. I definitely have pre-downloaded a couple of the apps that are gonna be allowing when it becomes official in the state. So, as we kind of wrap it up here, anything else you want to add as we wrap up the interview this morning?
No, but other than the fact that until the very first right after January is when my term officially ends, so during that period of time, I still am handling issues that any one in District 11 has a problem or has something they want to check out. I'll still do that. I still have a couple interim meetings probably in the fall that I'll be involved in. So things won't have changed for that. So if someone needs to contact me with some kind of question or issue that they want help with or help me to find some answers on, I'd be more than happy to do it. And so they can contact me, and my cell number is 620-332-3083, or they can email me at jim.kelly@house.ks.gov.
All right, Representative Kelly, I appreciate you taking some time to talk with us this morning. Enjoy the rest of your Friday and enjoy your weekend.
Well, thanks, Matt. You too, and you're about ready to get back in the groove of football season.
I'm counting down the days. We've got 7 for the first college game, and then there is 2 weeks before the first high school game.
Well, you'll be right in your element then.
I will. Thanks for calling in, sir. Take care.
Thanks, Matt. Bye.
All right. Always appreciate Jim Kelly calling in, all of our legislators calling in. But we're up against the hour. We'll be back here with news right here on the Mighty 690.